Nearly 3,000 hunters have purchased permits to target wolves in Wyoming's first regulated wolf hunt, which began on Monday. Conservation groups, meanwhile, are preparing to challenge Wyoming's approach in court. As of Thursday, hunters had reported killing 6 wolves since opening day. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Huntington has the story.
These Wisconsin hunters are digging lunch out of the cooler while taking a break from hunting mule deer. They're back at camp where their 2 wall tents are perched on a scenic overlook, high above the Gros Ventre River. Below camp, the river, which eventually winds through Jackson Hole, shimmers in the afternoon sun.
What you having?
We're going to have hamburgers.
Their sights are set on mule deer. It's not until I arrive in camp that they hear Wyoming's first regulated wolf hunt has just gotten underway. Keith Winsenson is from Greenville, Wisconsin.
I personally was not aware.
These hunters support the idea, but they say they're not likely to shell out the $180 it costs out-of-state hunters to get a wolf permit in Wyoming. Indeed, of the nearly 3,000 wolf permits sold so far, only 100 have gone to out-of-state hunters. Larry Midham is from Ogama, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to go hunting a wolf. It costs too much money the way it is already.
But Winsenson has applied for a wolf permit in Wisconsin, where a wolf hunt is set to begin soon.
Elk Country Inn, this is Cindy. How can I help you?
This hotel, just a few blocks off of Jackson's Town Square, is popular with hunters.
And what day are you looking for?
The hotel's longtime general manager is Dan Winder. Winder keeps close tabs on hunting in the valley, including the wolf hunt. In fact, he even has a picture on his cell phone of what he speculates may be the first wolf killed during the first day of Wyoming's hunt. He says he took the picture when an outfitter, who killed it near his camp in the Teton Wilderness, checked it in at the Jackson Game and Fish office. Hunters must report their wolf kills within 24 hours in trophy game areas. Winder also has his own wolf permit.
Actually, a friend of mine that lives up the Gros Ventre itself here, he's the manager of one of the big ranches up there, contacted me, and him and I went out together early Monday morning, opening day.
While he has an elk permit, too, he says they were mainly after wolves. They had seen tracks along the Gros Ventre River while fishing a few weeks ago and hoped the wolves might still be there.
That's why they call it hunting and not killing. We didn't have any luck at all.
But he says they'll keep trying until the season closes December 31st, or when the quota is filled. In the trophy areas, only 52 total wolves may be killed.
So a person's going to have to be really careful and conscious of the regulations, because we definitely don't want to put a strain on the agreement that we have at this time. The only way we can continue to monitor and manage these wolves the way they need to be managed by the state is to make sure that we do things properly.
Ann Smith is seated on her back porch in Wilson, Wyoming, with her 2 dogs, Bandit and Inspector Clouseau. She enjoys watching wolves in the wild and says wolves should never have been eradicated from the ecosystem. She says many of her friends don't realize that park rangers and bounty hunters killed off the species.
It was important to me that we bring them back, and then to have them be doing so well and thriving. I realize that perhaps there are too many of them, but they have done far better than anyone ever anticipated. But I don't think this hunting and trapping is the proper way to do it.
Smith worries that she may now see a dead wolf draped over someone's vehicle. She says that would be a slap in the face to wildlife watchers. In fact, Smith questions the desire to shoot a wolf.
My question has been, I would love to talk with one of the hunters who wants to kill a wolf, because I can't get my mind around how an intelligent person could want to kill something that looks like the family pet.
So I asked Winder,
why would I go wolfing again? Because I want to be part of the management tool, because that's what hunters really are. We're management tools.
At another Jackson hotel frequented by hunters, 19-year-old Phaedra Hyde runs the front desk. She's surprised to hear the wolf hunt is underway. But having grown up in the area, she's familiar with the debate. She remembers driving around Star Valley several years ago with her grandpa, who owns cattle.
And there's this one time he saw this wolf, and he just got all kind of angry, you know, like, oh, I can't wait till, you know, that opens up so we can get rid of them stupid animals. And me, I just rolled my eyes. Yes, they do kill our livestock, but if we think about it, we also kill what they eat.
Hyde says she can see both sides in the debate over wolves, a debate that's sure to continue. Environmental groups are hoping to stop the wolf hunt next month when they're allowed to take the matter to court. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.